one of the most neglected golf courses in the state of Massachusetts, might finally get the renovations it deserves. Welcome to Bay State Golf. I'm Sean Melia. Today, we're talking about the potential renovation at Leo J. Martin, and I'm going to share my three wishes for the project, three things that I think could make a real difference. If you want more people to learn about what's going on at Leo J., hit like and subscribe. There's a virtual meeting Wednesday, December 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. I put the Zoom link in the bio, and I'll be covering updates in my newsletter, baystategolf.beehive.com. That's BEEHIIV.com. And on Instagram, baystate_golf. First, a bit of gratitude. It's Thanksgiving season. This is a good thing that this has gotten some attention. I know I've written about the article in my Golf Spy, kind of wondering what the purpose of that article was. It seems like maybe since August, the attention that Leo J. Martin has got, the negative attention that it's got, has maybe pushed the state to pay more attention to this golf course and what's going on there and just how poorly conditioned it is and how, with a little more attention, it could be a golf course that generates revenue for the state and gets people into the game. I don't think that this project is built to turn the golf course into a Pine Hills where everything is going to be pristine and tightly cut and incredible around the edges of the golf course. My hope is that this is just something that gives us a golf course and gives people a golf course that they can go play and feel good paying to play while also still being a place for beginners, juniors, retired golfers. I played Leo J. for the first time in my life this July. I played with two retired gentlemen who wouldn't really probably play golf if it wasn't for Leo J. Martin. I hope those people continue to be able to play once this renovation is done. So my three things that I hope. First off, I just hope that there's a long-term plan for Leo J. Martin. I hope this isn't a knee-jerk reaction initially to the My Golf Spy attention, to other people going and playing the golf course, newscasters going and doing little pieces for local news about the golf course and how poor it is as far as the condition, because it is a good golf course. The fear, though, is that it just gets done. Right now, the talk is that the golf course would be closed in 2026. At least that's what the letter that I received said. We will find out more at the meeting and I'll share that out. But I just hope it's not a, we're going to close for a year, we're going to fix some things up, we're going to reopen and cross our fingers. Because that's happened already with a state-run golf course in Massachusetts. Ponkapog, they spent $5 million in 2014 to renovate that golf course. They closed it for 18 months. There were 9 holes on Ponkapog's course 1 that had been closed for 10 years leading up to that project because of water damage and issues with flooding and all sorts of stuff. That holes 3 through 8 and 11 through 13 were all closed. So there was basically just 27 holes to play there. And what they did is they played course 2. They played 9 holes on course 1. And they also had a course 3 where they, sounds like they mixed things in. But if you go play Ponkapog right now, you'd have no idea that $5 million and 18 months of reconstruction were put into that golf course just 10 years ago. And right now, Leo J. Martin has an opportunity. It seems like they want to make this place better, but they have to have a long-term plan. They have to be ready to put more money into it, to use a term, to feed the beast, right? $5 million up front and then not really spending any money or time or attention to keeping the golf course the way it should be. Reading the articles about Ponkapog, it was kind of gut-wrenching. The hope that people had, whether it was a head pro, locals, even Mass Golf, they were hosting qualifiers there in 2016. You could never imagine a qualifier being hosted at Ponkapog right now. Greens are unputtable. Leo J. Martin's the same. So that's really my first thing. And Ponkapog did do some things correctly with regards to the immediate plan. They brought Brian Silva in, who knows what he's doing. He's built golf courses. This wasn't kind of someone who just was the cheapest guy they could find to save some money. The problem is, golf course architects and golf course designers, once they finish a project, they move on to the next thing. And they are hoping that whoever is running the golf course, whether it's a privately owned course, a state-owned course, a municipal course, whatever, that it's in the hands of the owners. It's not in the hands of Brian Silva to check in. It's not in the hands of Gil Hance when he finishes a place, or Tom Doak, or Cor Crenshaw. They might show some interest in it, but ultimately it's the owner's job. So they Ponca Pog did it right by finding a person, by finding the money, but then in the end, you have to have a plan afterwards. And Ponca Pog didn't, and it kind of dipped. Part of that problem might have been that golf wasn't really exploding like it is now. Ponca Pog opened and reopened in 2015, and you know, 2015 to 2019, it was not easy to own a golf course. So that's my first hope. Just have a long-term plan for Leo J. Martin and not just a 2026 plan. Second wish on my list for Leo J. Martin, and we'll see how this all shakes out once again in the meeting on December 3rd, but I just wanted to put these out and hopefully some of these get answered when that meeting happens, is just to think a little bit outside of the box here with regards to the work that they're going to do. And also with how they're going to manage the golf course after. And that's more what this is about. It is, like I said in my first wish, having that long-term plan, but also having something ready to go so you're hiring people who know how to run a golf course. And maybe that was the other problem with Ponca Pog. And we're going to talk a lot about Ponca Pog here because we literally have an example from a decade ago owned by the state that has not gone well. So for this second point, maybe the state shouldn't be running this golf course once it's done. Maybe it should be leased to someone, a golf management company, or someone who's interested in running a golf course, and the state turns that over and they figure out a plan. Because clearly, right now, if you look at how Leo J has been run and how Ponca Pog has been run as golf courses, I don't know how the numbers work. I am not a business guy. I did not open up any sort of accounting books to figure out what money is coming in and out of Leo J and Ponca Pog. But if you go play those places, which I have, and I've played both in the last year, there's something going on there. And thinking outside the box might help with just keeping Leo J in whatever shape they leave it when it reopens in 2027. That's a short wish. It's a quick wish, but just thinking outside the box. How are you going to leave the golf course when this is all done? Are you going to have someone who knows what they're doing, or are we going to kind of continue with the same plan as we had before, which clearly is not working? So that's wish number two. Wish number three is more focused now on the golf course. That right now in their plans, they list irrigation, tree plantings, redoing some greens, and also moving greens, it seems like, or putting greens in new places. They said four new greens on the letter. Every green needs some sort of work though, because they're all in such poor condition. And then cart paths was the last thing. And I just hope that they get that order of operations correct, and that they don't spend a ton of money on cart paths. Now, cart paths for a lot of golfers who might need them are obviously important. You don't want to be clanging around on a cart path, or having cart paths that just end and you're having people drive all over the actual grass and the golf course and making the maintenance part hard. So cart paths, sadly, in this country are an important part of designing a golf course. Also, the back nine is a challenging walk because there's a couple little pockets of holes, and there are long walks between those holes. There are some hilly walks between those holes. So cart paths, you know, are going to be something that they do need to look at. I just hope that the cart paths aren't the main driver of this. The focus should be, are you growing grass that is playable for golf? And that's going to be hopefully the expectation of people who are going to attend this meeting on Wednesday and who would be playing golf there in the future. I'm not saying it has to be perfect, but Leo J. Martin would be a serviceable, playable golf course if the greens were just half decent. Right now, they're zero decent. They're not close to being decent. They're super beat up and patchy. But having some good tee boxes, some delineation of fairway and rough, which for me is like the third most important out of tees, greens, and just the areas between. Everyone uses the tee boxes. Everyone uses the greens. Those are communal spaces that should be the best part of a course like Leo J. The design is already good. There's some cool holes out there. I know it's become kind of chopped up because you're running through highway. And like I said, the back nine, which has some great holes, you're taking some long walks to get to some of those holes. But overall, I just hope that they keep focus on the golf course. They keep focus on the grass and the playability of the course and not whether it's easy to ride around on a golf cart and put a lot of attention into that. The irrigation is the other piece, which I think is a direct relation to the grass. When I played there in July, one of the gentlemen I played with was just talking about how there really is no water out there, which is the big problem. So I think the irrigation will be a very interesting part of this project. It just seems like it's never really been cared for. And so hopefully, I would imagine digging up the ground to put irrigation in will then lead to where do cart paths go? How much do we want to spend on those versus how much are we going to focus on growing grass and maintaining the grass growth once the project is finished? Because that's kind of where Ponca Pog has dipped as well. The greens are in pretty rough shape most of the year. And I think for me, like I said, the fairways and the rough can be a little scruffy. If people want to roll the ball over and, you know, give themselves an okay lie because they're playing Leo J and they're not, you know, grinding for a score, I think that's fine. That should be kind of the least of the three pieces of the golf hole that that should be focused on. Let's get the greens in a decent shape. They could be rolling at a 7, or they don't have to be running fast. They don't have to be super pure. They just have to be serviceable and good enough that someone would go play. They can hit putts. It could be a gateway to another golf course. That's really what Leo J's goal should be. We want to get people on a municipal, cheap, affordable golf course that's interesting, which it is, and has surfaces that are playable that make people think, oh, this is fun. I'm having a fun time playing Leo J in this case, or I'm having a fun time playing Ponca Pog, and I haven't had to pay $130. So those are my three wishes. I just hope they have a long-term plan for this project. I hope they think outside the box and maybe consider bringing someone in to run the golf course and run the driving range. There's a really great opportunity for like a community build there. It's close to the city. It's close to a highway. It's accessible from a bunch of different parts of the state. So there are some things that could be done there. Maybe thinking outside the box, maybe adding a little bit of something extra. I think I've been talking about this a lot with courses, just build a giant putting green, build a place where someone could stop on the way home, maybe hit a small bucket of balls or maybe chip and putt on a putting green and just get people around the game. I think that would be great. They've got a big enough parking lot, get food trucks in on the weekend, but be thoughtful, think outside the box a little bit and build a community. And then third, focus on the grass and not necessarily the cart paths and the things that, I don't know, just seem to kind of deteriorate a golf course more quickly. Grow the grass, get the greens right, get the tees right, get the irrigation right so that things can continue on and we're not looking in 10 years' time back wondering why did the state spend all this money on a really good golf course, but then not think about the future of it and not build a community around it, not have grass that continues to grow, and not have a leadership and staff and maintenance team that know what they're doing once the project is done. So that's it. Wednesday, December 3rd, 6 p.m. I'm going to be on the call. I'm looking forward to it. Might write down some questions to ask. I hope you join too. This is public golf. This is important. We watched Cape Cod Country Club turn into a solar field in the last couple months. Seems like that's likely going to happen. It hasn't turned into it yet. You can still go play it and probably play it till June. But public golf, you know, is feeling like it's slipping through a lot of our fingers. The middle's being hollowed out a little bit. And Leo J. Martin could be a really good staple golf course for people looking for a middle ground, middle tier, easily accessible, affordable way to play golf. And we're losing some of that with the places that are just getting a little bit more expensive and the places that are closing, like Cape Cod Country Club, like potentially Maple Gate as well. And we've lost a bunch over the last 5 to 6 years. So thanks for watching. Once again, hit like, subscribe. The link to the call is in the description. And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And we will see you next week, maybe for a little update on the call and some other stuff focusing on winter golf, because it will be December next week, which is crazy. We'll see you next week.